you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. We hope that it's clear. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Mark and Friends. Today we have a unique opportunity to talk to a couple missionaries, hear their stories, and hear about the war in Ukraine and what's going on with the Ukrainian people and believers in particular over there. So today we're fortunate to have Zhenya Yazvinsky in the studio with us and Patrick McKeon, who is his friend who brought us to the attention of Zhenya, and we're so happy to have you in the office. We have a few other listeners and board members here present with us too. Thank you for their participation. So, Zhenya, you have fought in the war in Ukraine, and you have been on the front lines, and you have experienced the move of God in your life through all this horrible atrocity. Let's start at the top and tell our listeners, first of all, what should everyone here in the United States know about your country of Ukraine?
Hello, everyone. And at first, I want to say thank you that you invite me and thank you for this opportunity that I can tell about Ukraine more. I think that most of people know that Ukraine is bread basket for Europe many years. And I want to say that we were bread basket in spiritual way too, that Ukraine sent a lot of missionaries and pastors to Europe, to Russia, to Asia, and maybe that's it.
That's good to know. I had not heard that before, so I appreciate knowing that. So what should every American know about the war in Ukraine?
Maybe I will say that we fight for our freedom. We were more than 70 years under USSR, and we know what does it mean to be under Russia and under USSR. And we fight because we don't want this system, USSR system, will back to our country. And this war is high intensive of war. That's why it's so difficult and a lot of difficulties we have.
So tell us about how you became a Christian. Give us your testimony to bridge between the country of Ukraine itself and your impact during the war. How did you come to be a believer?
Most of my life I lived in Christian family, but maybe I will start not from me, but from my great-grandfather. He was first in my family who came to Christ. He lived that time in Russian, when our country was under Russian Empire, and it was before USSR came. And he thought that he is Orthodox religion, but he understood that it's like not enough. He looked for God, and one time he had a dream. In this dream, angel came to him and say, if you want to know more about God, you have to go to some specific village, a lot of miles from him, in a specific time in Sunday. And he wake up and went to this place. And then when he came, it was first evangelical Christians that was in our country at that time. So he to know about Christ, he accepted Christ into his heart. And then when Soviet Union came, my great-grandfather has windmill. And when USSR came, they just destroyed this windmill and put my great-grandfather to jail just because he is Christian. Before they put him in jail, they destroy his roof at his house and leave his wife with many kids at the winter that they could die. When my great-grandfather was in prison, it's like very interesting story. I will just share one more about him. When he was in prison, he had another dream. In this dream, angel came to him and say, take your head under arm and go away from jail. He woke up and did it. He just took his head under arm and go, and all doors was open. So he went from the jail and make a couple hundred kilometers to get to his village in where he lived. And that time Christian was very strong in our country. And when he back, somebody from his church say that, does somebody give you permission back from the jail? He says that, no, I just saw dream. But they answer, but if you didn't have permission, it means you make scene. Nobody let you from jail. He thought that, okay, maybe it was my fault. And so he decided make a couple hundred kilometers back to jail. He knocked to the door and say, please forgive me, I just went from this jail without your permission and let me back to jail. And security come and say, you crazy man, go away from this place. So he received this permission and he back home. It's just short story about my great-grandfather, but he was very strong Christian and he had a lot of other stories. And then when I was maybe 6 years old, my father came to Christ. And so I lived almost all my childhood in Christian family. And at first time I like visit church, I visited Sunday school. But then when I became teenager, I start live double life. I was one person in church and other person in the street or in the school. And then I fed up with this double life. And I had some situation in my life when I almost die. At that time I understood that if I died, I will be not with God. And that was time when I decided to really accept Jesus in my heart and start follow him. And it changed all my life. After that, I want to share the gospel with all who I see. So I start just invite people to my church. Nobody says that, Zhenya, we need to invite people to church. But I just think that I need to do something. And I did it. And then when I became a student, I start share the gospel with my classmates. And then it grew in spiritual movement in this place. And then people from CRU or Campus Crusade for Christ to know about me and they ask me to lead these ministries in my city. And something same was with my wife. And then after we got married, we dedicate all our life in this ministry of evangelism and discipleship and among students. And then after we graduated from university, me and my wife decided to dedicate all our life in this ministry of evangelism and discipleship among students. And we became full-time missionaries of CRU and worked with students in Ukraine. And now it's our 18th year as a missionary.
Wow, that's an incredible testimony. So you have in your family history, this history of dreams leading your family in faith. And then you yourself had some important dreams too. Tell us about the dream before the war.
Yes, God worked different way and sometimes he used dreams. Usually we don't see a lot of dreams, but that time it was like that. As I said, that when we graduated from university, we became full-time missionaries and 7 years we served among students in south of Ukraine. But then when war was started, I think that not a lot of people in US to know that our war with Russia started in 2014, not in 2022. In 2022, it was full-scale invasion. But everything started in 2014. So when it was started, our leaders in our mission, they asked me and my wife moved to east of Ukraine, more closer to this war, to serve students in one very big city. And we decided that we will go. At the time when we just moved to the east and war just started, my wife saw one dream. In this dream, we saw full-scale invasion of Ukraine. And we tried to get to other side of our city through bridge to the left side of our city. And we saw a lot of soldiers and they stopped us and say that you have to make U-turn and go away from left side of Ukraine and go to right side of Ukraine. Ukraine is divided by big river Dnipro. It's river a little bit bigger than Mississippi. So the soldiers say that go away from left side of Dnipro to right side of Ukraine. And at that time, in 2014, we just see that there is no full-scale invasion. And that time we thought that it was maybe just dream. Maybe we just eat something bad before sleep. But then in 2021, when all this news was that Russia had preparation to the war, we understood that maybe this dream was for 2022. It's interesting that many people in Ukraine, they even didn't believe that such war will start in 2022. Many people thought that it's just news because somebody want to do that, our economic will fall down, something like that. But me and my wife, we understood that war will be. So we started to have preparation and we spoke with our team. I was team leader and I spoke with my team and I say that, friends, it will be war and everybody have to be ready for that. So each member of my team, we had cash in our national currency, it's hryvnia in dollars. Everybody has gas, we bought it extra. We had a detailed plan what to do that all our team in 40 minutes can leave our city, because I understood that if full-scale invasion will start, it city will be collapsed. And we had a lot of preparation. We had planned what to do if war will start at night, what we have to do if war will start at day, what we will have to do if war will start but it will be no communication. So we was prepared. And when this war started in 5 a.m., all our team in 40 minutes was out of the city and we was on the road to safety place.
Wow, what an incredible lesson that we can all learn from that. When we have a good relationship with the Lord, and we're communicating with Him, and we're listening to Him, He can let us know ahead of time what's coming up in our lives and what we need to do to prepare for that, to deal with that better than the average citizen. That's an incredible testimony and lesson. So you eventually ended up being in the war. You had the option to be a chaplain where you wouldn't be on the front line, but you chose to be on the front line so you could impact people directly yourself. Tell us about your thought process of how you chose to pass on being the chaplain, but being that presence of Christ right there on the front line.
It's possible I will start how God called me to go to the war. After war was started, we made this long 26-hour trip to safety place. But I can't feel myself comfort in this safety place. Yes, we visited some coffee shops and I remember how I bought very nice cappuccino. In Ukraine, coffee is so good. And I remember how we bought it, but I can't drink it because I saw in news what is going on and I understood that each single day hundreds of people are dying, but I am on safety place and try drink this coffee as nothing happened. And it was very difficult for me at that time. And especially God spoke to my heart that 100 soldiers each single day are dying and you are missionary, have to be missionaries right now. On safety place or missionary, it's people who have to bring gospel where people need it. And it was fighting with God. And I try find why I am here and how I can serve here in safety place. But I feel like it's not what God wants from me. And I remember how on 9th day of war, it was 9th birthday of my middle son. We find some cake for him, try eat it together. And then after that, I can't more fight with God. And they say, okay, I'm missionary. I remember as I was student and before I decided to become missionary, we had some song what I really liked. And there was some words that I will follow you whatever you will call me. And I thought, I am really ready to go and follow God. Now He invite me in this darkness. Really, I ready for that? Is my Christianity real Christianity, or I just play in Christianity? And at that time I understood that if I really believe in God, I have to go. I thought that I will never back home alive, but at that time I understood that just God called me, people need listen about Christ, and I make this decision to went to the war. After I visited military office, they sent me to some training center, and I started share the gospel, speak about Christ little by little with different my new comrades. And I do know a lot of people who was Christians before. And one of them, we called him Gypsy. He had his story with church. He was in worship team, but then he chose live without God. When he to know that I'm Christian, he said that, Zhenya, you have to say that you are Christian and that you like priest, that you can become chaplain. And what does it mean? If you will be chaplain, it means that you will be little bit more far from front line zone, and it will help you to save your life. He said it for me, but I saw his big eyes full of adrenaline. He had a lot of fear, and I thought, how I am Christian, I have God, and how I can use my Christianity just because I want to save my life. Why he, my friend Gypsy, have to go fight, and I, who has God, will be on some place where it's more safe. And that time I decided that no. I remember when I was team leader and I lead a lot of students, and I say for them that the best way, best person who can evangelize students is not missionary for full time. The best person who can evangelize students, it's student, because he live in his skin, because they live together, they understand each other much better. And I teach my students about that, but now it's time do what I teach my students. And I understood, if I want bring Christ, if I want bring his hope to these soldiers who today alive, but tomorrow they could die, I have to be like them.
We all talk about having faith, but wow, that is a whole different level of faith where you are actually putting your life on the line.
It was just God's mercy. It's not about me. It's about God's mercy.
And you felt like you could go wherever you needed to go as long as God was with you.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's an incredible testimony. What do you think that we here in America who live in this soft life compared to what you've experienced, what do you think we should learn from your experience in war as a Christian on the front lines?
I remember how when I just went to the war, my wife said me that when you will back, I will kill you. But then God spoke to our hearts through different verses from Bible. And one of them was from book of Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. I want just to say that God has plan. God has future. And if we have God, even in war time, in different difficulties, we have everything, including future. If we live without God, even in peaceful place, with a lot of comfort, but if we lose God, we lose everything and future. I remember, maybe we were told about that more, I remember how I made first chapel on frontline zone for soldiers. And one very famous journalist in our country came to make video about this chapel. And this video made quickly more than 70,000 views on YouTube. And I became popular person in our battalion. Everybody knows me, greeted me. They called me priest, but many of them called me father as a priest. But I was younger and they was like my father. And I tried used this popularity for sharing the gospel. But Russian soldiers saw this video too, and they write their own comments. They write the how they want find me, kill me, even rape me. And I remember how we was there, and it was almost circle. Almost Russian troops was everywhere. And I remember how I little bit nervous about that they are looking for me. But even then, God control everything. He has another plan for me, for my family. And I just want to say that God has a plan in all your difficulties, what you have. It's just very important to follow God.
You are so right, Zhenya. God has a plan for every one of us. And when we have a relationship with Him, we can know that He is with us. And when He is with us, we can face anything. We can face things that just sound impossible to deal with, impossible to live through in your case. But you were able to find out that God was with you the whole time, and he helped you to survive.
I will just try to be honest that sometimes it's very difficult to follow God. And sometimes in real difficulties, you feel that you don't have energy for that. But then God's mercy come to you and give you help. For example, in my story, it's not story about me. It's story about God's mercy. If not He, everything will be other.
What an incredible testimony. We are so blessed to have you in the studio and share that with us. We will be back with you another session, so you can tell us a little bit more about your story, as well as Patrick, who has been a missionary numerous places throughout the world. You have lots of interesting stories too, so we will be back with that. If you've caught just a part of this message, feel free to go to either wluj.org or greatnewsradio.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you'll be able to find all the previous recordings, and you can find this and listen to it from the beginning. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together today. And thank you, Zhenya, for sharing your incredible testimony with us.